Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We sat down with Tom Carey of Carey Thornton Financial Services in Shanahan just to ask some basic questions. It's funny because I said, when we started the conversation, Tom, I don't think there's that much different, or is there this year, about our taxes, say, compared to last year. And he says, not that many differences. And then we talked for about 15 minutes. And I thought the conversation was most illuminating. So let's pick it up there, Tom. What changes are there going to be this year compared to last?
Really, there hasn't been much of a change at all. About the only thing is they've given you an extra $300 deduction if you take the standard deduction for the charitable donations. And then the other big one is if there is anything that, if for any reason, you didn't get your stimulus check, you're allowed to get it on your tax return this year. So you can get it as part of your refund this year.
That's line 30, right?
That's correct. And so, for example, if someone had a baby in 2020, their stimulus was based off of 2019. So, obviously, now when they're reporting the baby on their taxes, they're going to get a stimulus check for that baby.
Really? Even if it's funny because my son and daughter-in-law had a baby on December 29th.
Yeah, it qualifies.
And so how much do they get for that little baby then?
They could get up to $1,100.
Up to $1,100. That's based on your income, right?
Correct.
People that are working from home this year, I think there's a lot of questions about what the deductions are. What can you tell us about that?
A few years ago, tax law changes eliminated that portion of the tax return for employees who work from home. So there's no home office deduction for a true employee anymore. If you're a 1099 contractor, you still are allowed to take that. If you're a statutory employee, which would be usually captive insurance agents, they're allowed to take it, but they would report their income on a Schedule C. Other than that, unless an employee has an accountable plan with their employer where the employer could give them a stipend for their expenses and they in turn report their expenses, their actual expenses to the employer, there's not going to be any deduction on a tax return for a home office.
Well, there's so many employees who are W-2 employees that are just working from home these days, and they may have incurred some expenses to office up, and maybe their employer hasn't completely reimbursed them for that. But they probably won't get to deduct that expense, will they?
Absolutely will not.
And is that in part because the standard deduction is so high these days, where previously you might have said, I'll measure the square footage of my home, et cetera, and deduct it, but people aren't meeting that threshold, or am I confusing things here?
It's a combination of the two. As far as itemizing goes, most people don't anymore because they up the standard deduction. But as far as the office expenses go, that portion of the tax return is not there any longer. Unless you have expenses as a military reservist or you're in the performing arts and you make very little money.
Yeah,
Those are the only people allowed to do that.
What is the standard deduction this year?
$24,800 is the standard deduction for a married couple and $12,400 for a single, so half of that.
My guess is that the tax law did not anticipate millions of people suddenly working from home and incurring expenses. I mean, it would seem to me like some of these people, have a legitimate gripe about that.
Oh, I agree, and there's nothing to say that that won't come back because I see a large portion of those people not going back to the office.
Yeah, so that's a good point. But in fact, to sort of stimulate the economy, get people to go back out and do business, the business deductions for lunches have gone up, right? Isn't it 100% of the lunch?
100% this year, yep.
And that's
to help the restaurants.
Is that to help the restaurants? And is there anything else along those lines that has changed to sort of stimulate the economy tax-wise?
That's the biggest in order to stimulate the economy. They've upped some of the rates. You know, they always up rates for retirement, trying to encourage people to put away for their retirement. But as far as that goes, the standard mileage rate that people could deduct in that has gone down, actually, because of the price of gas going down.
Mm-hmm.
But really, that's about the only one that they really put in to kind of stimulate just that specific industry.
We get this question all the time. If I did get an unemployment check, that is counted as income, right?
Correct.
If you got a stimulus check, it is not counted as income.
Correct.
So you got that check or that card, however you got your stimulus check, your $1,200 or whatever it was, You don't have to mention that anywhere on your tax forms, right? That's money free and clear.
It's money free and clear unless you didn't receive it. And then, like I said, you can get the credit on your tax return this year.
Right. But then you have to sort of calculate how much that would have been, because some people, clearly they're below, say, as an individual taxpayer, below the $75,000 threshold. So you're going to get 100% of the, was it $1,200?
The first one was $1,200. The second one was
$600. So maybe you know, but maybe you're above that threshold. Then it's a formula, right?
Correct.
So do you need to figure out, and I presume there's a table or something to help you determine how much you should have received?
Correct. If you go to IRS.gov, you can find the tables there.
And then you'll say on line 30, here's what I should have received, but I did not. And then that will essentially be deducted from your income, or is that what happens? Is it deducted from your income?
No. What happens is, let's say you get a $5,000 refund, and with the stimulus that you missed, you should have gotten another $1,200. You'll now get a $6,200 refund.
They just add that to whatever the refund was. And if
Correct.
You owed, they'll subtract that from whatever you owe.
You're not going to owe it.
They're
not going to take it off.
That's interesting. Say I owed $5,000. I owed $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
I'll still have to send them $5,000? Or will
no.
I send them $3,800?
If you owed them five, you'd send them $3,800.
Yeah, yeah, right, exactly. Okay. I can just see the amount of confusion this is going to generate. And I know that sounds simple, but the system has been very choppy and delayed. There's a lot of confusion out there. And then people wonder, here's another issue. They've been a victim of that IDES scam, identity theft. So what if the IRS thinks that I got $1,200, but I didn't. Now what do I do?
Well, you're going to report it the correct way on your taxes, and then unfortunately, it's going to be correspondence with the IRS.
Yeah.
And they're so stressed at this point, they're basically 11 months behind on any kind of paperwork. So get ready. I see the IDES issue as a big issue. If you have an issue arise this month, we might not be able to get it resolved till January of next year. They put off the filing of taxes until February 12th just because of the stimulus. And because they're undermanned, it's going to be really difficult to police all this.
Is it conceivable that people will, if you got an unemployment check, and you should have, then do you get a tax form like a 1099 or something later on about that? Do you get something that indicates that you received that amount of money?
Yeah, in the past, usually you would get a paper copy sent to you. IDES, now most of the people get theirs directly online by logging into their account, and then they can request one and print it out.
I'm just wondering, though, if you were the victim of identity theft, you never got the money, somebody else did. Is somebody going to send you, is the government going to send you some form saying, hey, you received $1,200 even though you didn't?
Oh, yes, if you don't report it. So what you do is you report it as income, and then as an adjustment, you take it out and you put a statement attached to return explaining what happened. Hopefully that takes care of it, and the IRS doesn't ask for any further backup, but I could see it dragging out for those people, unfortunately.
Okay, so you're going to get something in the mail that said you got money, even though you didn't.
Correct.
You're telling me on my tax form, you would suggest that I, in fact, indicate that I did receive that money?
You put it on as income because their computer at the IRS is going to show that you got it.
Yeah. All right.
And then you show on other adjustments on page one of the return that you, in fact, did not, and it was fraud, and here's how you've, complied. You talk to the IDES in regards to this. and then attach that to the return, and hopefully, you know, that's it. But I anticipate them having to back that up by something in writing from IDES.
But by over-reporting my income, I'm now going to pay more in taxes.
Well, the adjustment will zero it out.
There will be an opportunity for me to adjust that on the IRS form?
Correct.
On my 1040 form or whatever I'm using?
Correct. As another adjustment on page one. Because if you don't put it on page one, then it affects your state return, and you'll pay more taxes than you should have.
But I would be inclined to say, wait a minute, this is a screw-up. I'm the victim of a theft here. I'm not going to claim that money because I didn't receive the money. You're saying that's beside the point. The IRS thinks you got the money. Go ahead and claim it, but then they're anticipating that you're also going to subtract it later on that very same form.
Correct. Because there's two issues to the IRS, right? There's the computer that's getting all this information from the states and from your employers, and that's input into the computer, and the computer is going to match your return to that. And if there's a discrepancy, they're going to send you a notice saying, hey, you didn't report this unemployment.
Boy, I want to find the people that did this, the people that were doing this identity theft through the unemployment office in Illinois and other states for that matter.
I see it every day, all day. It's amazing.
I mean, is it a network of individuals from some foreign country? Is it just random actors throughout the United States that have figured out how to game the system? Who are these criminals?
I have no idea. And the weird part is people are getting the cards themselves, a lot of them. I'm trying to figure out what the scam is other than just to mess with everybody.
Well, that's a good point. And those cards have value attached to them?
Yes.
Well, what about that guy? So say the IRS did send me money, and I did the IDES, the state sent me money, and I did use that money. Now I should pay taxes on that cash, right?
Absolutely. And then the IDES is eventually going to, if they get the situation straightened out, will ask you for that money back.
Yeah, forget the taxes. They're going to ask for the $1,200.
Correct. And it's going to be a whole can of worms you're opening. So I would suggest you return it, you contact IDES, and then you're going to have to contact your local police and tell them of the fraud.
Yeah, and the FBI and God and Santa Claus and Easter Rabbit. But when some of the stimulus checks, which is a different conversation now, but when some of the stimulus checks were going out and going out in incorrect amounts or to people who did not deserve them, some of the advice was it's a stimulus check. Spend it and stimulate the economy. That was last year. And don't worry about it because they can barely figure out what they're doing going out, let alone trying to figure out what they need to claw back. Is that still the case? Do you think that is if you did get a stimulus check and you should not have, or if it was in an amount that you should not have and you spent it? There's not going to be much accounting for that, is there?
I very highly doubt it. As a matter of fact, you can take the PPP loans that were available to employers. And if you spent it correctly on payroll and utilities and rent, you didn't have to pay it back to the SBA. They simplified the form because doing the accounting for forgiveness was just so overwhelming that basically they took a dollar amount and they said, okay, anybody under that, you just fill out this simple form, initial that you spent it on that, and we'll forgive you. So all this stimulus and the IDES thing is just overwhelming them.
You know, as much as I tend to focus, I think on the radio we focus on those individual stimulus checks, that PPP program was a godsend for some people, wasn't it?
It's fantastic.
And do you think that the criticism was that everybody shouldn't get a check. Was that overly generous, or was that not sufficiently monitored? Was money just going out the window there without much accounting?
Oh, I agree on that, 100%, yes.
And yet those were gifts. There's no obligation for anybody to return that. That wasn't the plan. Is that correct?
There's an accounting for it, as long as you used it for 75% for payroll and then the rest for rent and utilities. You don't have to pay it back. If they'll forgive it.
And I wonder how closely that's being monitored. I mean, here again.
Well, like I said, if you're under a certain dollar amount, and a pretty high dollar amount, you don't have to do the accounting for it. You basically just testify that, yeah, that's how I spent it.
Right. And what's that number? Do you know offhand?
I believe it's 250.
Don't do that. Don't say 250. You mean 250,000?
250,000, yeah.
Because to me, 250 is 250. I live in the world where 250 is 250. 250,000 is a different number. Okay, thank you very much. That's Tom Carey, a conversation we had just before the start of the show today from Carey and Thornton Financial Services in Shanahan.